Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Someone once asked me a question. It was a question, Lemaisa. Someone had a frame. He had like some form of a pergola, which he wanted to place the schach on top. And only afterward did he have the time to put up the walls. I wanted to know, could you first put up the schach and afterward put the walls around the sukkah? So it's a discussion of the poskim, and they point to our Rashi in today's daf Sukkah daf Tezayin. The Mishnah Amud Aleph says, "Mashal shel defanos milamala amata." If you're hanging walls from the top of the sukkah towards the ground, says Rashi, explains Rashi, what's the mean milamala amata? Shehischil la'arug ha'mechitza etzel haschach. You begin to weave the wall, the mechitza, the separation, the walls of the sukkah etzel haschach, next to the schach, towards the top, the ceiling next to the schach, and you're weaving it and it's going down, and you're creating the wall of the sukkah starting from the schach down towards the ground. They point out, poskim point out from this Rashi, it seems I have the schach there, and after I put up the schach, that's when I'm creating the wall. Clearly from Rashi, you're first able to put up the schach and then create a wall, there's not a problem. But if you look in the Rama, look in Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tov Reish Lamed Hey, says the Rama, "Ve'ein lasos haschach." You're not allowed to first put up the schach, kodim she'as sadfanos, before you put up the walls. Now, some people reinterpret Rashi. They say Rashi doesn't mean you actually put up the schach already. Rashi is just giving you a reference point. Where are you starting from? You're starting from where the schach typically goes. Not that the schach is already there. Of course the walls have to precede the schach. But why would that be true? Why does the Rama say that you can't put up the schach before you put up the walls? Why is it that they try to put that into Rashi, strip that into Rashi? What's wrong with just putting up the schach and then putting up the walls? So the poskim explain. Poskim explain because there's a halacha that you have to put up the schach. What is the schach? It has to be like an ohel. This is how the Taz explains. It has to be like an ohel. It has to be like a tent. It has to be, you put up the schach for the purpose of schach, which is like a ohel, like a tent, which has walls. If it doesn't have walls, it's a problem. Now, this is an interesting svara. It's not so simple. We could expound on this. But the Taz actually references a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. You're not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos. We learned this in Masechet Shabbos. And it's a discussion there, but the Taz assumes that you have to have walls for this area that you're enclosing, that you're covering over, in order to be a problem of ohel on Shabbos. The Taz assumes that's the same halacha, so too over here with the sukkah. The sukkah, there has to be walls before you put up the schach. And what happens if you put up the schach first and then you put up the walls? That's going to be tasev lo min ha'asui. At the end of the day, I have a structure of a kosher sukkah, but I didn't construct it in the proper way. You have to put up the schach in a way that's creating an ohel. Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he has a very interesting point. He says, what happens if you put up the schach? Let's say you have a mat. We discussed about the mats earlier in the week. Or even if you don't have mat, you have bamboo sticks or whatever form of schach you're using. You first place it in the middle of the sukkah, that the schach is not close to any of the walls. So that schach, when you put it down in the middle of the sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah. Then I add on more, and eventually I have the walls there already. But initially, when I put up the schach, it wasn't a kosher sukkah. Is that going to be a problem? So explain the Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's not a problem. Because the whole idea is that when you put up the schach first, and then only afterwards you put up the walls, you can't define the placement of that schach as a creation of an ohel. But if I have the walls there already, and I just place the schach in the middle of the sukkah, not connected to the walls, and then I spread it out to come closer to the walls, that's the normal way of creating an ohel. Therefore, it's part of a process. The entire process is one of putting up kosher schach. It doesn't have to be that every single stick, every single part of the schach that I put up was a kosher sukkah, but rather, it's the process of creating a kosher sukkah. If you put up the schach first, before the walls, so that's not creating an ohel, because there are no walls. But if there are walls already, even if I put the schach in the middle of the sukkah and then I spread it out, that's the process, that's a normal process, and therefore it's going to be a kosher sukkah.